please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Let's discuss Mecklenburg County's Resident Budget Priority Survey. I know that's a mouthful, right? Well, it's available starting today through January the 8th, so take advantage of it because it has a list of questions that allow you, the resident, to indicate your budget priorities. So what are your priorities? Would you like to put monies toward criminal justice, economic development, education, environment? How about affordable housing? For instance, last year, because this is the second year that's been going on, how would you allocate $100? Well, 50% of respondents said that they would use the money for public schools. Yay for public schools. Guess who's here? He's the money man. That's what we're going to call him today. It's money man Michael Bryant. He is our management and budget director for Mecklenburg County. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Numbers are always in your head then if you're the money man.
I wake up thinking about numbers, and I go to bed thinking about numbers as well. The county has to spend money to provide the exceptional services that we do to all residents in our community. That is correct.
This is huge. Tanisha said this is going to be bigger than indoor plumbing. And you can go to mecnc.gov because you can give your 2 cents.
That is absolutely correct. It is big because we are seeking input from all residents in Mecklenburg County. As you noted, this week the county has rolled out our budget survey, our Residents Budget Priority Survey, which is available now through January the 8th. And that survey, which is now in its second year, is Mecklenburg County's way of gathering input on the fiscal year 21 operating budget. They're already thinking about fiscal year 21. That is correct. The survey features a list of questions that respondents can indicate their priorities to our board as well as our county manager. For example, there is a question on the survey that allows the respondents to select from a list of priorities what they deem is important to them. For example, there are priorities such as criminal justice services, public education, as well as affordable housing, and they can select, again, what is important in rank order and submit that through the survey. The survey only takes 5 to 10 minutes, and it is accessible at www.mecnc.gov.
And, drumroll please, the online version of the survey can be accessed in 100 different languages.
We are so excited about that. Yes, this year, this being the second year of the survey, we've enhanced it by allowing the respondents to select over 100 different languages. But it's not only available online, we also have paper copies available throughout the entire community. We've identified 23 locations that includes our rec centers, our library branches, as well as senior centers where residents can go out and complete the survey either in paper version, but also we have the technology for them to submit it electronically as well.
Because, you know, some of us just don't get online. We don't. We'd rather mail something in.
Yeah. And we factor that as part of our planning effort. We want to consider those who may not just have access to technology. So we want to make sure that we're not only hearing from those individuals who can access it online, but those who have an interest to go out to one of their rec centers or public libraries that is located close in proximity to where they reside so that they can submit it in that form as well.
And if folks are wondering, well, I only know about education or I only really, really care about environment, but I really should care about affordable housing. You know, we've been talking about affordable housing for some time now, and I don't know if we have the best solution. Homelessness is a real thing.
To your point about the best solution, I can't say whether or not we have the best solution, but what I am confident is that the county has a strategy put in place to respond to affordable housing that has been endorsed by our board. In fact, that was one of the priorities that was raised in the current year as a priority from residents, asking that our county manager look into designing an affordable housing strategy that was presented to our board, and they approved it, and we have set aside funding to begin rolling that out.
So if we said criminal justice is really a priority for me. What would you say criminal justice, that solution is if we voted some money toward it?
Well, there's no silver bullet, I can tell you that. But there are several things that we're investing in as it relates to criminal justice in Mecklenburg County. Primarily, it comes into providing supportive services with our criminal justice services agency, as well as we fund positions with the district attorney's office, as well as the public defender as well.
That is the voice of our management and budget director for Mecklenburg County. It's Michael Bryant. We're talking about FY 2021. So you thought we were going to talk about 2020, but we're going to do this in 2020. And we only have till January the 8th to give our 2 cents and talk. So can we say, I like criminal justice, I like economic development, I like education, I like environment, and I like affordable housing? Can we click all of them?
Yes, well, the way the survey is structured, there is a laundry list of priorities for the respondent to identify and place in rank order. Once they complete that survey and press submit, we'll receive that in our office and we will compile all of the information and share those results with our Board of County Commissioners at their annual retreat scheduled for January the 30th and 31st.
You guys always work a year ahead.
Well, the planning starts about 6 to 9 months ahead of the upcoming fiscal year. So, yeah, we're in constant motion of preparing the budget. Once it's prepared and adopted, then we shift into monitoring mode, evaluation mode as well. So, yes, it is a year-round activity.
And we can go now and be the first and brag about it. We're a stakeholder. We all are stakeholders. If we work or work from home or have our own business, we're stakeholders.
That's correct. We want to hear from everyone in our community. The survey actually went live on yesterday. So, and we received a number of responses already. We're really excited about that. And whether you are a stay-at-home parent, whether you are working class, whatever it may be, we want to hear from everyone. As a matter of fact, there's some demographic information that we're requesting on the survey that will help us present in terms of who we're hearing from. You know, what race, what gender, where do the residents reside, what part of the county, is it the north side, the south, east, west, or central part of the community as well. We want to make sure that when we present this information that we're fully informing our leaders as well as our elected officials as it relates to the feedback that we've heard from the residents of this community.
Because we just don't want to hear from baby boomers. We want to hear from Generation X, Y, and Z, right?
That is correct. They are all taxpayers. They provide resources and funding to not only the county, but the city government that allow us to provide services throughout the community. So they are stakeholders, and we value their input, and we want to make sure that their voices are heard, and this is one way to do so.
Can we be 16 years old, 18 years old? Do we have to be 21 years old to participate?
We prefer to hear from adults, college-age students. In fact, I was on a panel a couple of weeks ago at UNC Charlotte, and they've invited me to come back and facilitate this survey because they are intrigued, and they want to make sure that even though they're college students, they reside in this community, and they, too, want to make sure that their voice is heard, and we share the results of their feedback from the survey, and I plan on doing that.
My daughter's 25, and she always talks about, I guess today I got adult.
Okay.
They call it adulting. You know, you got to call a certain utility company, and you just got to be a grown-up about it.
You do. We hear from so many residents that have different interests, and, you know, when you're building a budget, you think about your own personal budget. You can't afford to do everything. So that's where you got to prioritize and come up with a plan and course of action to address those things that are very important in this community. And this survey will be one data point to help us decide what we're going to invest in next fiscal year.
So would you call Mecklenburg County your department? It's government.
That's
right?
Correct.
It's government.
It's
funds.
Local government. That's right. County government.
How do you know how much money you're going to need? I guess that's when DiOrio says, well, we need this much.
That's correct. That's correct. Our county manager, Dina DiOrio, what she'll do is put out, I'll say in simple terms, a call for our community partners such as public education, CMS, Central Piedmont Community College, and certainly our internal departments like social services, for example, public health department. All of these entities will prepare a budget request and submit it to her for her consideration as she develops her recommended budget. She's responsible with presenting her recommended budget in early May, which she will do so next year for fiscal year 2021. So that's where she assesses all of the competing needs, those needs that have been identified by our internal departments, those needs that have been identified by our partners such as CMS and CPCC, and then see how much revenue that we have available at the current tax rate to fund all these things. So that's when you got to make those tough decisions.
I know when you say raise taxes, people start going a little nuts, like, I don't know if I want my taxes. Isn't everything okay the way it is right now?
I certainly understand that. And I didn't say raise taxes. You mentioned
I'll stay away from that. But, you know, I guess just like the cost of living goes up, you got to keep up with it.
Yeah. And, you know, with drive costs, as you know, the Mecklenburg County population is booming. And with that comes the need for services, you know, whether it's affordable housing and other services, social services that we provide. It comes with a cost. It comes with a price tag. And you got to be able to meet that need. We are required to provide health and human services throughout this community. So when folks are in need, they come knocking on our doors and we have to find a way to meet that need.
Is it always good? I know you're not that department, but is it always good to just call 311 to find out information that you need or just go on the website, mecnc.gov, and see all the services? I bet people don't know all the services that are provided.
Well, not only that, they also are not clear on what services are provided by which form of government. To respond to your question, I would say they can go to both. One, they can dial 311. And then also they should visit the website to learn more about the different services provided by the county at mecnc.gov. And, of course, the city of Charlotte have their own website as well. That'll help delineate the different services provided by the governments here in this region.
If you're just now tuning in, we're discussing Mecklenburg County's Resident Budget Priority Survey that's available now through January the 8th. And it's going to be a list of questions that allows you to indicate your priorities. So is your priority, or do you care about allocating money to criminal justice, economic development, education, environment, affordable housing? Well, you can go on the website right now, That's MECKNC.gov. He's here, our new best friend. It's Michael Bryant, our management and budget director for Mecklenburg County. How long you been with the county?
Well, I've been with the county for 17 years. I've been in this line of business for 24 years.
So do you have any advice for someone who says, I want to be like you? Have you ever had that? People are like, I want to be like you when I grow up.
I would start with mentoring. I think mentoring is very important, regardless of the field of choice that an individual chooses to pursue. I think if you're able to identify someone that is in a similar field, just by leaning on them and just sponging all of the information that they provide to you will help get your career on the right path. And then interning. You know, internships is very important. Don't necessarily just count on paid internships. Sometimes you just got to volunteer and provide free labor. But in terms of what it will provide you as relates to the experience that you gain will really take your career off. So those are two things I would recommend.
Plus, people love talking about themselves.
Not me. I don't care about talking about myself.
He's so well-grounded. Yeah, he's our new best friend. It's Michael Bryant. Go on the website now. The survey takes about 5 to 10 minutes. If you don't go online, you can actually get a paper version.
That's correct. We have a paper version of the survey located at 23 sites throughout the entire county. Again, that's our recreation centers, our library branches, as well as senior centers as well.
Senior centers, that's so key.
Yes, it is. We want to make sure that we're hearing from our seniors in this community also. So the survey is right there accessible for them. I want to also call out another initiative that we're really excited about. That is our budget simulation tool. We've created this new tool that will assist us with educating the public on the county's budget. So residents can go online, access that simulator, and create their own budget by adjusting revenue and expenses so they can say, hey, I want to increase education, or I want to increase health and human services. I want to reduce tax rates. So they can go online and complete that simulation tool. And just like the survey, when they press send, that too will come to our office, and we'll share that information with our Board of County Commissioners next month at their retreat as well.
So you mean we can play like we're Dina DiOrio?
You can be the county manager, Dina DiOrio. You can have fun with it. And I'll tell you, I can assure you, Dina will look at each one of these responses. She's very excited about this, too. We are as well.
I like the MEC budget simulator. You are being transparent. That's so key.
It is very key. We believe that one of our core responsibilities as relates to developing and presenting the operating budget is being very transparent so that the residents understand what those investments entail. And this is one way of accomplishing that.
And last year we had more than 1,600 surveys completed. So we're going to triple that number this year.
That's the plan. We are kicking off a little sooner. We have more time that the survey will be live as well. So, and based on the responses, we think we're going to exceed that.
Okay, got it. Did we get a prize? Maybe a t-shirt that says, well, what Tanisha do? I don't know. Come on.
The prize would be knowing that your voice was heard. How about that?
Okay, let's give him a round of applause. Yes, it's Michael Bryan, our Management and Budget Director for Mecklenburg County. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh, dear.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.